As far as the security environment is concerned, you'll always see us very busy patrolling and ensuring we try to detect if there is any threat. However, the challenges that we face within that context is the deplorable state of roads, particularly during the rainy season, because most of the roads in Liberia are unpaved, and therefore we require engineering capacity and capability all the time to ensure there is mobility on road.
General Ngondi, you mentioned that one of your key objectives is to see the eventual withdrawal of UN troops from Liberia. How difficult is it going to be to do that smooth transition where there are no longer UN soldiers in Liberia?
As far as drawdown is concerned, it is going as per program. Transition is smooth because it has been worked upon. The only problem which we are seeing is perhaps a little bit of delay because on the government side not being ready to take over as appropriate.
But practically, how are you going to be able to do that when, as we all know, the capacity of the government to take over from you, the UN troops, is really not up there yet?
There are two issues. While the military relevance is no longer there because there is no military threat within Liberia, the United Nations is increasing those other agencies whose duty is there. For instance, they are increasing more police to fill in the gap where the military has left and also to boost the Liberian security forces. Secondly, the security forces themselves of Liberia are also being increased. So the police are being increased, the military is being increased. That is how the gap of the military is being filled. It's only that the work for military is turning to be not available because there is no threat that require military response.
One final question. You are concerned about security in Liberia, but of course, events in neighboring Cote d'Ivoire usually tend to have an impact on what is happening in Liberia. Tell us about this aspect.
The situation in Cote d'Ivoire affects Liberia directly in the sense that Ivorian refugees have come to Liberia.
Okay.
And therefore, the border between Liberia and Cote d'Ivoire is my focus right now, is the epicenter. Now, the way to deal with this issue is the two governments must work together, must have a common strategy to ensure that they have a common approach towards the security of the border area. Right now, plans are at high level to conduct a joint operations between the two government forces along the common border. Now, on our side, I know in Liberia, the security agencies have already deployed to ensure that there are no rebellious people who operate from the soil of Liberia into Cote d'Ivoire. And therefore, that coordination and that cooperation is being exercised between the two governments and also the two missions.
But is it working? How well is it working, General Ngondi?
It is working because the first time last year when there were attacks on the Cote d'Ivoire side, the concept of joint or intermission cooperation came up. And now the Liberian forces deployed also, having been alleged that the attackers came from Liberia. And therefore, the Liberian forces deployed along the common border to ensure their territory is not used to lodge attacks across the other area. The fact that there are no more attacks which are being lodged across because of the presence of the EFL operating along the common border, that sees this strategy is working. Apart from that, the two countries or the four partners, that is the two missions and the two countries, are working hard to ensure that even the local chiefs from both countries do meet and coordinate and share whatever they want to share as far as security is concerned. So you can see there are a lot of efforts to ensure the two countries cooperate in as far as security matters are concerned, at tactical level, at chiefs level, leave alone at national and strategic level.